You need to be a little crazy. The truth about starting and growing your own business. By Barry J. Maltz. Read by the author. Produced by Seth Deger Shell, LLC. Recorded at Blaine & DeRosa Studios in New York City. Directed and edited by Steve Blaine.
Introduction. I am, by most society's definitions, an entrepreneur, although I've never been comfortable with that word. It sounds far too romantic for what the owner of a small business does. Sure, some people begin by dreaming of an idea and planning it carefully, but mostly we fall into our businesses by circumstance. Then we scrape, claw, and beg for money from our family and friends to get our businesses going. Once we get started, we work day and night to build a product and sell it to customers. If we're lucky, someone buys what we're selling at a profit, and we can make a living. If we're very lucky, maybe, just maybe, someone buys our business someday, and we have an additional payday. But most of the time, we go through every day working hard to keep our customers happy, to make our businesses profitable, and to support our families. If I wanted to hold a regular job, I would. But after an initial successful career with IBM, I haven't had a job working for someone else since 1991. Something that drives me inside wants to see my ideas succeed or fail. I have never been much of a follower, although I do like to learn. I don't take authority well, but I do like rules.